Blog Talk Radio.
Do not forsake me, oh my God. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, for I must face the man who hates me. Or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Look at that big hand move along, nearing high noon. He made a vow while in state prison, vowed it would be my life or his'n. I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what shall I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. That promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side, wait a long.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. While the world is involved in other things, and while we're all watching these phony debates, especially from the party of death and the Democrats, a good American was shot in the back, or as I like to say, was dry gulched. I used to watch Westerns. I loved Westerns. I grew up on Westerns. Now, if you want to play a Western, you got to play cowboys and communists. It is really sad. So I'm doing a small tribute to a man that nobody's paying attention to, a man who believed in American principles, and he put his life on the line to stand up for the Constitution. And you can't find too many people today that will do that. That's why the draft has to come back. We're being wussified. We're going to be a takeover country. So I'm doing a small tribute to a good man who may have been dry gulched by the government. I looked up the origin of the word dry gulch, and I come up with a verb used with object informal. And one example is to ambush with the intent of killing or severely mauling. And that's what happened to Lavoie Finicum. One unarmed cowboy was murdered by 16 lawless men who worked for the government. And another definition is to betray by a sudden change of attitude or allegiance. Guess the old pledge went out the window, huh, boys? You deprived him of his three basics, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you didn't have to kill him. There's no argument if you had to kill him, but you didn't have to kill him. The culprits lured him into an ambush. And I got a picture of Lavoie. And if you follow the opening, if you play this back after we do the show, you'll see pictures of Lavoie. And the one that hit me the hardest was he's standing with two buddies, and he's got a soft smile on his face, and you can see into his eyes, and you can see there is no harm to be done to anyone from that man. He is a loving person. He's just standing up for what he thought was right. And Washington, D.C. sent a goon squad to take him out and make an example of him so others don't rise up in his place. We are under siege, folks. We are losing our country. They took down the Ten Commandments to hide all of the vile acts they're going to commit against the American people. They're removing the conscience of America. So if you look into the eyes of that man, do you see hate there? Are you telling me he could not be reasoned with? He favors his right side, if you look at any pictures of him. And that is where his holster is, on his right side. His friends are saying he left his guns behind. He was going to a meeting. So he was lured into an ambush. You know, I got a flashback when being lured. There was a kid named Elian Gonzalez, and the Clintonistas sold him to Castro for future favors, which they are now collecting. They're going to get first dibs on the best Cuban marijuana that will take this country over. But I don't want to get into that right now. We're concentrating on the great Lavoie. And he favors his right side, and that's where his holster is. And he left his guns behind. The shooters say he was reaching across his body to his left side to get his gun. But others say he was already shot and was reaching to feel the wound. How many people were in the white truck? We don't know. Media is in league with the government. Our biggest enemy in the United States today and has to be taken out first is the media. The media is an arm of the government, the communist government. You can't believe that, and you'll be the last one to get on the truck to go to the camp. So, the shooters who killed him say he was reaching across his body to his left side. They also produced a gun that they said he had. And his wife ran a check on the gun. And apparently it's been floating around the country and was stolen 2 years ago. And the serial number she put out there for everybody to see, and that's not one of Lavoie's guns. So he could have been flaked, allegedly. Everything's alleged in this country. Clinton is an alleged traitor. Bernie Sanders is an alleged communist. Fox News is an alleged fair and impartial media. But, oh, they want to get Trump. Did he make a run from it? Oh, 55 years old. He is. He was. The father of 11. Do you think he wanted to make his wife a widow, his kids orphans? Not these people. These people are hardworking people. Their lives are etched in their faces. He has to get up in the morning and feed a family. There ain't no welfare for him. There ain't no government giveaways for him. He don't get Obama phone. He gets up and he makes what he can. Did he make a run for it from two vehicles behind him because they were already starting to fire at him? As soon as he hit the snowbank, why did he jump out in plain sight and step away from the vehicle and extend his arms crucifix style? Why did the first shooter fall back out of video range? Was the video edited? Why was he not given a chance to surrender? And then a second shooter, and then a back shooter who could have tackled them easy. Instead, he stepped forward. The shooter stepped forward and shot him at close range in the back. And not only that, after he went down, nobody went near him. Nobody went to disarm him. Nobody went to check for a pulse. Nobody went to see if he was still alive. They went into a huddle and a meeting, and he just lay there. Yet his wife says he was shot in the face. Well, if he was shot in the face, if you look at the video, you can see for sure he wasn't shot in the face when he went down. So what did they do? They shot him in the face after he was dead? We're not going to get any answers. You know what we're going to get. We're going to get the Hillary Clinton delay, the Hillary Clinton State Department delay. It is really sad. I'm going to give you a tune. When I come back, we'll talk more about our boy. You got to give those boys credit, man. Outnumbered, they still stand. They still stand. I'll give you a tune called "The Nation Once Again." And if we don't get our act together, we're going to be slaves.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and free men. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland lost. Shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland.
Yeah.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot red he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting flame and fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. The riders loped on by a man, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yo. The ghost riders in the sky.
Yippee-i-yo. Yippee-i-yo. Yippee-i-yo.
Okay, we're back. Now, if you look at the way this guy was gunned down and backshot, if you did that to a black man anywhere in the country, every city in the country would be on fire right now. And while we watch the Super Bowl Sunday, see how long it takes to physically bring down someone 6 feet away. Count the seconds. You can probably do it as quick as you can pull a trigger. Where was he headed? Did he believe he was going to parley in peace with his attackers? What happened to the people in the second car? How soon did it take for them to get to the crime scene? Was Lavoie standing up for us as fellow Americans? Why is the IRS, the EPA, the Department of Injustice, and the BLM joining in a concerted effort to wipe out every farmer, rancher, mom and pop, and manufacturer in the country? Why did the FBI shoot so quickly? What would J. Edgar Hoover do? If this FBI director doesn't do what is right, the once respected greatest agency in the USA will be no better than the KGB. And that's the truth. Is the truth. And if we're not careful, we'll end up like the crappy boy.
It was early, early. early, all in the spring, the birds did whistle and sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree, and the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night, the yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I look behind and I look before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crummy Boy. It was in Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the Crummy Boy.
Next tune I dedicate to Lavoy and for his effort in protecting the United States. And he took the cold and he stood alone with a handful of friends. And that may be all that's left to save this country. Thank you for your service. Good man. Thank you for your service, LaVoy. They already had a service for him. His wife said she couldn't open the coffin because his face was all shot up. An article on his funeral. Most of the people who came to the funeral of LaVoy Finicum didn't know the Arizona rancher personally. I wonder if John McCain went. Probably didn't. Yeah, John McCain wouldn't be there. He's too busy opening up his retirement shop, the Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. They came anyway in trucks and campers and caravans drawn either by kinship with the Finnegan family or by sympathy for a cause that took him to rural Oregon. All right? He felt that the people of Oregon couldn't handle it, and he went there to help them. Unbelievable. The Arizona rancher was one of the most recognizable faces of the armed standoff in Oregon, where a group of protesters seized the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in early January to protest what they said was federal overreach into western rangelands. You know, about a year ago, I read the Chinese had bought a city in Idaho, and it was out of the papers in 2 or 3 days, and it was outside of Boise. I think it was outside of Boise. And they were building a Chinese city for Chinese people, the Chinese communists, not Chinese Americans, the Chinese communists. They were going to build it with some of that Walmart money. Several of men who did not appear to be with any law enforcement agency walked around the church with handguns, highlighting a somewhat tense event, where almost as many attendees were filming reporters as there were reporters recording the event. You ever see Trump when he's speaking at a rally and he points to the press and he goes, "These are all bad guys. These are all liars and crooks." And he really calls them out. Nobody has ever done that before. That's why I like El Trumpo. I don't care if he's vulgar. Come on, give me a break. We're a vulgar society. We took down the Ten Commandments because we're ashamed. We're ashamed to admit that we're pigs in a blanket. Kane County Sheriff Tracy Glover said he asked the FBI and BLM officials to stay away from town to de-escalate the emotion of the day. The local BLM office was closed. My friends, the smaller the government, the safer the people. If this government was real small, LaVoy would still be alive today because they wouldn't have time to do Mickey Mouse shit. To the attendees who knew him only through anecdotes, quickly becoming a legend, Finnegan was a martyr, however reluctant. "My dad wanted a simple funeral," daughter Thana Tenney said, "and he just wanted a pine box." I tell my wife we're going in the same coffin. I make people uncomfortable. I say we're going to get a double wide. Howdy Hardy, a fifth generation cattle rancher from Nevada, called Finnegan a hero. I got to tell you, the guy stood on principle. You can't get any better than that. He's the Patrick Henry of Arizona. Hardy described how his family lost parcel after parcel of grazing land after the government began restricting use to protect the deserted, the threatened desert tortoise. Let me tell you, if that was my land, that tortoise would be desert. Or they say, I was down in Virginia looking for property, and I bought a piece of property on the Chesapeake. Beautiful, God's country. Nice people, polite people. They tip their hat to you. Of course, my New York accent scared them off. But they said, "Oh, you know, if there's a piping plover nest on your property, can I build on it?" And they showed me a picture of this little bird. you know, a little skinny leg bird. I said, oh, let me tell you, just let me show that picture to my cat. Yeah. The government, the bigger they are, the more they're going to hurt us. The smaller the government, the safer the people. We don't need a BLM. We don't need an IRS. And I got to tell you something. If the FBI doesn't do the right thing and clean up their act and come to the front and tell the truth about what took place here, we won't need an FBI either. Unbelievable, man. So he called him a hero. Hardy said he described him after he lost parcel after parcel of grazing land. Acres and acres of land that he plowed and nurtured, which contained several springs that his great-great-grandfather dug by hand and now protected from grazing, Hardy said. He and his brother are tough men. They closed down the ranch in 2008, and Hardy is now in trucking. El Trumpo, when you take the throne, give them back their land. Today, his brother had to lay off 25 employees. Hardy said he saw him on his knees in his office crying. You never heard this story. All you're going to hear is commo bullshit. That's all you're going to hear. He was a Bible-toting, gun-carrying wild man. But here he was crying his heart out for 25 employees who he had to lay off. And you know what? The government just hired 50,000 new employees to accumulate information on you and me and our medical records. 50,000 employees, and they say employment is up. Yeah, because the government's hiring everybody with your tax money. And they pretty soon they're going to raid your 401k. This is a junkie, tax junkie government, and they're coming for everything they can get. And they break every law in the book, including back shooting a cowboy. We're talking hard work. Scott Hagman, a fellow cattle rancher from the Uinta Basin, who was discussing politics with Hardy, said he is not an anarchist. Hagman likes that the government preserves national parks where he can take his kids and grandkids. But he came to the funeral because I feel that same oppression that his family is going through, he said. He has no love for law enforcement, describing how officials pointed rifles at him during the standoff in Nevada. The same thing I had in Nam, Hagman said. He added, the only reason they didn't shoot us in the face is because we had just as many guns pointing at them as they did at us. At a news conference, Tenney announced the family would seek an independent investigation. Let me tell you something, folks. The media is our number one enemy and will cover up every crime committed by a politician because they are one and the same. There is only one party in this United States. When they got Trump to sign a note that he would not start a third party, the reason he signed it is he knows he can start a second one because there's only one party in this country. It's the Demo Camos and the Rhino Rats together. 2 days after the deadly event, the FBI took the unconventional step of releasing surveillance footage of the incident. The aerial video shows Finnegan exiting the vehicle in deep snow with his hands up, surrounded by police. Before reaching towards his abdomen twice, he then falls to the snowy ground, apparently shot by the police. Police said Finnegan had a loaded handgun in his pocket. The family says they believe Finnegan was reaching for a wound in his side, not for a weapon. This guy was a righty. He had a holster on his right-hand side. He favored his right hand. Why would he put a gun in his left pocket? Eyewitnesses who were in the truck with Finnegan had said in interviews the police was shooting at them hundreds of times as they were driving away from the first traffic stop. That could be. Hundreds of times. You could only, and maybe you only put a couple of bullets in a truck. That's possible. She also bristled at reports that characterized her father as a militant or extremist. "Our father has been called many names by the world," Tenney said, her voice rising in anger. "But I'll tell you what we call him. We call him Daddy." This guy was massacred, man. In contrast, an FBI spokesman said the number of shots fired was in the single digits and that Finicum took reckless action that resulted in consequences. That's a goddamn lie. A blind man could see. A blind man. He deliberately stepped away from the white vehicle he was in, that he was driving, because he didn't want to have any bullets hit the people inside the vehicle. He stood out in the wide open with his hands totally extended, Christ-like. "We don't want the media's bias," Tenney said at the last news conference, flanked by Clive and Bundy and his son Arden. "We don't want the FBI bias. We want the truth." And I got to tell you, people recall Waco, which was a horror show, a horror show. And the media worked everybody up in the favor of Janet Reno. So when they committed that Holocaust on those innocent women and children in that building, that they made it look justified. And Ruby Ridge shooting a woman in a house and wounded knee. It is really sad. Absolutely sad. And you know what? Incidents like this create get even people like Timothy McVeigh. And where did he go? He went to an FBI building. Fastest guy ever brought to justice. There are guys on death row for 55 years collecting Social Security. Unbelievable. And McVeigh was gone in a blink of an eye. And we'll never know the real story, will we? But anyway, and now they want to make everybody that's from the West or the South a McVeigh. The media is the enemy of the people, and Hollywood leads the pack, the rat pack. "Our father has been called many names. We call him Daddy." After the service, six men carried out Finicum's body in a plain pine box and loaded it into a hearse, and dozens of riders on horseback followed. With four occupiers left at the Federal Wildlife Refuge, it's unclear how much longer the Oregon standoff will continue. They murdered that guy. They lured him into an ambush. Some people said there were snipers in the trees. I seen a video where you could see the laser dots on him, on his body, and on the back of his truck. It's a wonder that the people in the truck didn't get killed. Lori Storm, a supporter who traveled from Oregon to Kanab for the funeral, scoffed at the idea the dispute was over. Ammon Bundy, charged along with 15 others with conspiracy to impede federal offices. There's also stories that there's uranium on these lands and that the Clintons and the Party of Death have already done deals with the Russians to let them have the uranium. We're all up for sale, folks. It's only a matter of time before we're going to stand on an auction block. Yep, slaves are going to come in all colors next round. And we Irish, we know about slavery because we were the first slaves. And you know what? We don't like to talk about it. As a matter of fact, many an Irishman doesn't know. But we were sold into slavery by the British in the 1600s. We were sent to Montserrat in the Caribbean to work plantations. And you know what? We were worth less than the blacks. You could buy an Irish slave for £10. The blacks were selling for £60. And when they brought the Irish into Montserrat, they mated them with the blacks to raise the value of the change in production. But it only got them £15. Nobody knows about that. And that's what's going to happen to us here. Our replacements are being smuggled in right now. Eamon Mundy, charged with 15 others, has asked those remaining at the federal refuge to leave. Lori Storm, a supporter, I said that about Lori. She scoffed that this was over. I see America being wrestled away from the federal government and back to the Constitution. Storm said, calling it a knockdown, drag-out fight. Just watch what's going to happen over the next 3 to 6 weeks, Storm said. Right now, we're just burying a friend. You know, what's that saying? Something about get even. We don't get mad, we get even. It is sad. This guy was harmless, man. He was harmless. He was standing out in the snow wide open. He was harmless. These bastards gunned him down, shot him in the back, reached out and almost put the barrel of the gun on his back. 55 years old. What kind of threat was he standing in an embankment? And not only that, he was losing his balance on the embankment because he was on an angle. But he got out of the truck to show that he was unarmed, and he got out of the truck to protect the people that were in the truck from being shot. It is really sad. And I hope that the merciful God shows no mercy to those bastards that gunned him down. Under orders from somebody who did not want to see him alive.
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us, impatient for the coming fight. And as we wait the morning light, here in the silence of the night, we will chant the soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond the
all that grief partake.
Stuff. I'm looking at NBC's coverage of this back shooting of Lavoie, and NBC stands for nothing but communists. They are the mouthpiece for the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party. NBC stands for nothing but communists, and they're all rats, every one of them. And here's their headline. Oregon arrests dead occupier Lavoie Finicum was dead of 11. A cowboy hat wearing Mormon rancher who died during the arrests of his fellow Oregon occupiers on Tuesday night had vowed to never be taken alive by authorities. There's a real commo reg for you. Notice they mentioned the word Mormon. Right, they threw that in there. Let me tell you something. If Finicum was a Muslim, they wouldn't identify him at all. They wouldn't identify him. They wouldn't show his picture. That this is the mouthpiece for the Communist Party. Lavoie Finicum, one of the protesters' de facto spokesman, died after shots were fired when police stopped the group on Highway 395 as they headed for a public meeting. So they sucked them in. You know, when I heard that he was headed for a public meeting, I flashed back to Braveheart. You remember the opening of the movie Braveheart, where the King of England was going to meet with the Scottish protesters? And William Wallace was just a kid, and he went to find his dad, and he went into a barn, and they were all hanging in the barn. Everybody that showed up for the meeting was hanged. That's what I flash back to when I seen this, what they did to Lavoie Finicum. It's the same tactic. It was an ambush. There are things more important than your life, and freedom is one of them, he told MSNBC from his makeshift post. I'm prepared to defend freedom. Hey, you never can tell. But they mention Mormon because Mormons are not too popular. How's that? That's a little, he's only a Mormon. Yeah. But if his name is Haji Baba and he snuck into the country over the Mexican border, he's only a disenchanted pseudo-American. Unbelievable. It is really sad. Okay, we go for another tune. I'm going to dedicate this to the family of Lavoie. God bless you and keep you safe. Illustrious communist imam president visited a terrorist mosque the other day and denounced his country once more. In a subtle way, he does it. And today, he issued a fatwa. He's no longer doing executive orders. He's doing fatwas. And he put out 200 photos of atrocities committed by American troops in Iraq and Afghanistan to prisoners being held in custody. So I can imagine how horrific they look, but they don't look anything like the ones that you can see on Walid Shubat's website every day. He has new pictures up of who has been tortured, raped, and sold into slavery every day. You go to WaladShubat.com. Actually, you go to Shubat.com. That's Shu and Bat. Shoebat.com. Okay? And he will show you pictures of 20 Africans who, Christians, who were burned alive, and then 65 others were attacked, and that was in Africa. He's worried about Turkey's president, who he believes is going to start World War III against the Russians. When Muslim invaders go clubbing just to harass and molest the Russian women, they get beaten up by Russian men and ended up in the hospital. I'm reading off his website. I saw pictures that were so horrendous. A two-year-old girl raped. A two-year-old girl raped by Muslims. Christian girls. I remember early on, a Christian girl in Egypt was going to be married to a Christian boy, and a jealous Muslim kidnapped her. He took her to his home. He raped her and kept her as a slave in Egypt. And the brokenhearted father went to the police to get help, and they laughed at him. They laughed at him. Let me see here if I can show you any more. There's a picture of the face of the new Europe. And it's I think she's a Swedish girl. And she's a blonde with blue eyes. And her face is covered in blood. Her hair is all covered in blood. And a teacher at the Ostend Technical Institute drew the attention of the police to a pupil who had made himself noticed through a photo of himself wearing a military uniform. So, you know, they got military uniforms. When they come to get you, man, they're going to be wearing an American uniform. It is really sad. He doesn't have too many pictures up, but, man, I've seen him. And you know what else? He shows pictures. Oh, here's a picture. You can see the head is leaving the neck. Every 5 minutes, a Christian is killed for their faith. Click here to save Christian lives. And, of course, all of the guys with the face masks are all standing there, and the guy is kneeling, and his head has just left his neck. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It is really sad. And you're not seeing half of what's taking place. You're not seeing half. While it calls Obama a terrorist. Obama's Wahhabist fundraising empire. Yeah. Apparently the Wahhabis are the worst. Well, looks like we're almost down to 2 minutes, but I hope that I've done some good for Lavoie, because the media is our number one enemy. It's our number one enemy. It lies. It distorts. And remember this. Never look at what the media is pointing you to. Look at what they don't want you to see. Remember that. So, let's see if I can find a tune on the way out. Bear with me. I got it. We're closing with Faith of Our Fathers. And never forget this. You're American. You're one cut above the rest. And don't let anybody talk you out of giving up your citizenship or making you feel like you're less of a person. And communism is alive and well. And remember this, all these conservatives are Buckley conservatives. And Buckley conservatives are just plain old Republicans. And then you got the rhinos. So, here's Faith of Our Fathers. He said, all right, here we go. I got it. God bless you. God bless every branch, every home, every homeowner, every manufacturer, every farmer, every fisherman. Thank you. the Super Bowl. And God keep you safe.